Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for just being able to be around so many women who love you and want to grow and are passionate about sharing that with other people. Just the encouragement that that is. I pray that each woman here would be encouraged by those around them. And God, as we spend some time talking about the treasures that you have put inside of our physical body, I pray that you would help us, Father, to be so amazed and awed with the purpose you have given us, that it would put other things in the perspective that you would have as well. So I just ask for your help. To the degree that what I teach is honoring to you, I pray that it would be remembered and helpful. To the degree that it's not, help them forget it. So I pray that you would just bless our time. In Christ's name, amen. We're going to be really working through 2 Corinthians 4 and 5, and a little bit into 6. Of course, in dealing with women, we all deal with body stuff. And it's not just your counselees, right?
Right.
We all deal with that stuff. But I would just suggest that I don't think most of us, and I will put myself in that category absolutely, has spent a whole lot of time thinking about, why do we have a physical body? What am I supposed to do with it? Not how do I not obsess over how it looks, but just really, what is its purpose? So that's what we're going to talk about. I think it's a huge, huge topic for women, and I think a right understanding of the purpose of our physical bodies puts us in a position to joyfully live that out. And it's been helpful to me. I wish I could tell you it's a non-issue in my life because of it, but it has definitely been helpful to me, and just like every other area, including longings, I'm just growing. So I would say that for the most part, when I've heard people talking about body image or whatever you want to call it, a lot of the words that we use today, we tend to swing from ditch to ditch. Either I will master my body. If it's good, I will not have it. It is of the devil. And I exercise 8 hours a day. I am so self-controlled. I am woman. To God loves me. It's not about what I look like. Hand me a donut. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not convinced. I think we're missing the road. So, what am I supposed to think about my body? I would suggest to you that both of those ditches are incredibly self-focused. Both of them. One is about making sure that I revel in the beauty that is me. Because I am amazing and it doesn't matter what I look like. And it's only you carnal people that care about that. And the other is, I have to look a certain way, and I have to be the health whatever, and so that's my priority. And where in any of that is God, either ditch, and I think that's, and I have not found a lot of people finding a lot of contentment and satisfaction in either of those. You know, some red flags that I'm in one or the other. What happens if you have a, what you call, stewardship regimen, because we're spiritual, so we're not exercise fanatics. We have stewardship regimens. And what happens if your stewardship regimen is disrupted because someone's in the hospital that needs you?
Right.
What are your thoughts? How am I going to make that up? How am I going to get it?
Right.
Really?
Right.
I think maybe I forgot the purpose of my body, if that's where my thoughts go. So I am going to spend some time in the scriptures, which obviously is where we always need to be, just thinking about how we should view our physical bodies. And I believe will free us from that enslavement to ourselves that what I talked about in our first session, that whole liberation from self-love that was in the gospel primer. If God loves me more than I love myself, so I don't have to focus on my love for me, his love for me is better. How about his view of why he created me and my body is better than any view I could come up with? So I'm going to go to his word and find out what he says. Then I get to live joyfully for him. So we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 4, and this is a different structure than the last session. I'm really going to be just teaching two chapters of Scripture, and we're just going to go through them basically line by line and say, what does this have to do with our physical bodies? I remember when I was with a fellow counselor, we were co-counseling someone. She called it co-counseling. We both know I was assisting her, but she called it co-counseling, and she was working with a counselee on this specific topic and went 1 week, just kind of went through some of this, and I went, That's amazing. So I've gone back and read it and read it and written. And so this is all God's word taught to me initially by Jocelyn. So this is not me, but it's still amazing. So you're going to hear it. So we're going to walk through, and I'm going to start with 2 Corinthians 4:6. If you just think about what's happening in this, in these chapters, and we'll just start by reading this. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness. So what is he telling you? That's the power of God. So this God who just speaks, let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So this God who has the power to use his words to create light took a small piece of his glory, of his Shekinah glory, and he flung it into your heart. That's amazing. That's amazing. For what purpose? Well, it tells us to light up the knowledge of the glory of God. So somehow what God has put in my heart, in my body, is to light up the knowledge of the glory of God, not the knowledge of Janet, but the knowledge of the glory of God. And this treasure is in my heart. Or how else does he refer to that? We have this treasure. What treasure? We have this treasure of the Shekinah glory of God in jars of clay. Why? To show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. Well, I take that to mean God knows he didn't put it in the most excellent container, right? Because it wasn't so that people would go, look at that jar. That is the prettiest clay jar I've ever seen. No, why did he do that? To show that the surpassing power is God, not us. It's what's in the jar that's amazing, not the jar. And we are incredibly enamored with our pots. Far more than the treasure it contains. God forbid. But that's where we are. We try to have the perfect body, which quite frankly is fighting God's plan, who says, I gave you bodies that are imperfect and weak so that people would be amazed at what's in them and not be distracted by it. And you're going, that's nice, but I just want to be a distraction. Well, right? Well. And that's what we do. God gave us weak bodies on purpose. That was not accidental. He gave us weak bodies on purpose so that any work we're able to do draws attention to him, not me. It's not because I'm so whatever. So to try to have the perfect body is to fight God's plan and draw attention to me. My broken, fragile body doing exquisite things for him, that exalts him. But to pretend it's not broken and fragile, or to try to make it not broken and fragile, is to fight the plan. And it's just not necessary. He goes on, we are afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair, we're persecuted but not forsaken, we're struck down but we're not destroyed. God purposely allows his earthen vessels to suffer. Most of us would not have to read that in Scripture to go, I know that, right? We know that that's a reality. Always carrying in the body, so again, here's a reference to my physical body. Always carrying in my body the death of Jesus. Why? So that the life of Jesus may also be manifested or made clear in my body. What's the purpose of my body? When I handle suffering, the suffering of this earthen vessel, whether that's its weakness, whatever that is, its deficiency, its disease, whatever that is, when I handle that well, it's a platform for the glory of God to be displayed. Amen. That's the purpose. A great purpose for my physical body, that the life of Jesus would be made manifest, made clear in what? In your physical body. So there is some way that your physical body can make manifest or make clear Jesus. How am I supposed to do that? Wow. And that's a purpose that will matter for eternity. The focus of our bodies is to manifest or display the life of Jesus somehow, so I don't need to draw attention to my body. That's the shell. When you want a peanut, do you look for the best shell? It's what's inside that matters. If you open it and it's rotten, you don't go, but look at the shell. That's an awesome shell. What do? Yuck, you throw it out. That it's just a shell. So I don't need to hide my body.